Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of TeraWulf Inc., ticker symbol WULF, a company that's been making waves in the digital asset and energy infrastructure space. If you're curious about whether this stock could be a game changer for your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to future potential. Let's get started. So what's the big picture with TeraWulf? This isn't just another Bitcoin mining company. TeraWulf is positioning itself at the intersection of digital assets and high-performance computing, or HPC, with a focus on sustainable energy solutions. They've been pivoting hard into AI-driven infrastructure, and recent news shows they're not messing around with massive expansions and strategic acquisitions. We're going to unpack all of that and see if the numbers back up the hype. Let's start with the basics about TeraWulf. Based in Easton, Maryland, TeraWulf Inc. operates as a digital asset technology company in the United States. They own and operate Bitcoin mining facilities in New York and Pennsylvania. But what's really interesting is their shift toward becoming a major player in energy-advantaged digital infrastructure. With just 12 full-time employees, they're lean, but their ambitions are anything but small. Led by CEO Paul Prager, the company is now focusing on high-margin HPC and AI computing, leveraging their access to low-cost power. Their market cap sits at around $6.22 billion, with a stock price of $14.67, and they fall under the financial services sector, specifically in the capital markets industry. Oh, and their beta is a whopping 4.3, so buckle up. This is a volatile ride. Now let's talk revenue. TeraWulf has shown impressive growth over the past few years. In 2025, their full-year revenue hit $168.46 million, up from $140.5 million in 2024, and a huge jump from $69.23 million in 2023. That's a clear trend of scaling up. Breaking it down by segments, they've started to report revenue from data center hosting, which brought in $800,000 in 2024. While this is a small slice of the pie right now, it signals their pivot into HPC and AI infrastructure, which could become a major revenue driver as they expand. The legacy Bitcoin mining business is still a core piece, but they're clearly diversifying, and I think that's a smart move given the volatility in crypto markets. Moving on to earnings, let's dig into their recent performance. For Q4 2025, TeraWulf reported a loss of 28 cents per share, wider than the expected loss of 0.1 cents per share. That's not great on paper, and revenue also lagged behind estimates. However, year-over-year revenue growth is still strong, and they've locked in some massive long-term HPC leases worth $12.8 billion. For the full year 2025, their EPS was a loss of 1.66 compared to a loss of 21 in 2024. Net income took a big hit at negative $642 million for 2025, down from a loss of $72.42 million the prior year. The key takeaway here is that while losses are widening, much of this is tied to heavy investments in expansion. If they execute on their HPC pivot, these losses could turn into serious profits down the line. Let's dive a bit deeper into what management had to say during their recent earnings call for Q4 2024, as it gives us a glimpse into their strategy. They highlighted a significant year-over-year revenue increase and emphasized their transition from Bitcoin mining to high-margin HPC infrastructure. They're excited about the long-term HPC leases I mentioned, and they've also completed major financings to fuel this growth. Management is clearly focused on capitalizing on the AI boom, and they've talked about doubling their operational footprint with acquisitions in Kentucky and Maryland, adding 1.5 gigawatts of power capacity. Their vision is to be a leader in energy-efficient digital infrastructure, and they seem confident about the market economics improving for AI and HPC demand. All right, let's break down the financial statements to see the full picture. On the income statement side, TeraWulf's gross profit for 2025 was $85.79 million, up from $77.44 million in 2024, showing they're maintaining decent margins at about 50.9%. However, operating income is deep in the red at negative $170.31 million, and EBITDA isn't much better at negative $75.76 million. The balance sheet tells a more optimistic story, with cash and equivalents spiking to $3.27 billion in 2025, up from $274.7 million in 2024, likely due to recent financings. Total assets grew to $6.56 billion, a massive leap, reflecting their aggressive expansion. On the liability side, they've managed to keep debt under control, with a debt-to-equity ratio of 36.99, which is high but not unmanageable given their growth plans. Cash flow is a concern, with negative free cash flow of $123.18 million in 2025, showing they're burning cash to build out infrastructure. It's a high-risk, high-reward setup. Now let's talk valuation. At a current price of $14.67, TeraWulf's price-to-sales ratio is a lofty 36.93, and their price-to-earnings ratio is negative due to the losses. Enterprise value stands at $8.5 billion, which factors in their debt load. Looking at forward PE estimates, analysts are projecting a wide range. By 2027, the forward PE could be as high as 146.7 or as low as 16.12, showing a lot of uncertainty. By 2030, it narrows to a more reasonable range with an average of 9.46. Compared to the industry average PE of 94.75 for capital markets, TeraWulf looks overvalued on traditional metrics right now, but if they hit their HPC growth targets, the valuation could justify itself. This is a speculative play. Investors are betting on future potential, not current profitability. Let's shift gears to a SWOT analysis to weigh the pros and cons. Starting with strengths, TeraWulf's revenue growth is undeniable, and their pivot to HPC and AI infrastructure is well-timed with market trends. Their access to low-cost power and recent acquisitions, adding 1.5 gigawatts of capacity, are huge competitive advantages. On the weaknesses side, widening losses and negative cash flow are red flags. They're spending big to grow, and execution risk is high. For opportunities, the AI boom and demand for energy-efficient data centers could be a goldmine if they position themselves as a leader. But threats loom large. Volatility in Bitcoin mining, regulatory hurdles in the energy and crypto space, and potential dilution from financings could weigh on the stock. It's a mixed bag, but the upside potential is hard to ignore. Looking at recent performance, TeraWulf stock has been on a wild ride. Over the past year, it's up an incredible 233.56%, crushing the broader market and its industry, which is up just 12.26% over the same period. Zooming in, the last 6 months saw a 61.75% gain, and the past 3 months are up 29.84%. However, it's not all smooth sailing. Over the last week, the stock dropped 8.64%, showing how volatile it can be. On the chart, we're seeing some consolidation after that massive run-up, with high volume on pullbacks. If you're looking at short-term moves, watch for support around the $13 level. If it holds, we could see a bounce, but a break below might signal more downside. Long term, the trend is still bullish, but that beta of 4.3 means expect big swings. So what's the bottom line on TeraWulf? This is a high-risk, high-reward stock. The pivot to HPC and AI infrastructure is exciting, and their revenue growth and strategic acquisitions show they're serious about scaling. But the widening losses and cash burn are real concerns. You're betting on their ability to execute and turn these investments into profits. For long-term investors, if you believe in the AI and energy infrastructure megatrend, TeraWulf could be a speculative add to your portfolio, but size your position carefully given the volatility. For short-term traders, keep an eye on those key support levels we discussed. What do you think, bullish or bearish on Wulf? Drop your thoughts in the comments, smash that like button if you found this helpful, and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, happy investing.